Professor Mashili, Mr. Ntombela, colleagues, members of all the regions, members of the academic staff, thank you very much for this opportunity to welcome you. This is, as Mr. Ntombela indicated, the third teaching and learning seminar in the Department of Tuition and Facilitation of Learning Seminar Series. But, let me just put that a little more flat. But if I look at all of you, I realize that, Mr. Ntombela, this is actually, you say I'm the owner of the series, but this is actually today a KwaZulu-Natal seminar, I believe, that we're holding here in Gauteng. The seminar was arranged by the KwaZulu-Natal Regional Office. The keynote speaker is from KwaZulu-Natal, as is one of the respondents. And I'm very privileged to welcome to this occasion the keynote speaker, Professor Relabohile Moletsa, the John Langalibalele Dube Chair in Rural Education of the University of Natal. We are honored by your presence and look forward to hear about your insights and sharing your wisdom on this important matter on digital equity in higher education. Welcome also to the respondents, Dr. Tabi Ntombela, the senior lecturer and academic leader, also from the University of KwaZulu-Natal. And now I move to our own staff from Pretoria, and most welcome and thank you, Professor Louis van die Kerk, the Manager Teaching and Learning in the College of Education. Thank you for your enthusiasm and thank you for participating in this seminar. It is much appreciated. And of course, welcome to all of you. I trust that you will have a wonderful discussion in the seminar. Colleagues, let me just say this. The University of South Africa is irrevocably on the journey to become an open distance and e-learning university. The council-approved business model paves the way for UNISA to move to a digital future and to provide vastly improved learning experiences to our students, to provide regular and effective feedback to students, and to improve their chances to succeed. We understand clearly that technology provides support to teaching and learning, and that technology does not drive teaching and learning. From the portfolio of teaching and learning, we are committed to the following: to equip students with ICT skills to prepare them for the future, to increase the effectiveness of learning, to increase options for access for all students, to expand optimal and appropriate technologies, and to research on the use of new technologies in teaching and learning. As a university, we also understand that we have a diverse student body and that we need to be mindful of our social mandate to provide access to higher education to the poor and the marginalized, and to uplift society. In the UNISA 2015 revised strategic plan, we acknowledge the following. The central transformational challenge is to revitalize the capabilities of the university concerning social development, the production of human capital, and knowledge creation and the promotion of innovation. UNISA is acutely aware that it may not, under any circumstances, marginalize or exclude students on the basis of the new business model. The university made a commitment to council that it will explore a wide range of strategies to ensure that students have access to affordable devices and to affordable broadband. The university has already secured agreements for extremely affordable broadband access and devices, the details of which will be announced shortly by ICT and the PVC. And the regional offices are also in the process of upgrading the facilities to provide increased access to technology for students. And furthermore, the university has more than 50 agreements with private service providers to provide free access to students. Our marginalized and poor students, many in rural areas, as Mr. Ntombela indicated, come to UNISA with a dream of a better future. The PVC, Prof. Mashili and I are doing the rounds, visiting the regions. Unfortunately, I was not in KwaZulu-Natal, and I apologize for that, but I just couldn't be there. But in the Eastern Cape, some of the students came from deep rural areas and traveled more than 200 k's to attend the session. Yet some were registered for the online signature courses, and they all managed to complete the courses. Using the facilities in the regional center or the facilities provided for by external providers. The Portfolio Teaching and Learning is committed to produce sought-after, employable graduates who are ready for the workplace in the 21st century. Under no circumstances will we allow a degree from UNISA to become just a piece of paper from a university that just supplies students with pieces of paper. UNISA graduates must be the best of the best, and they must be able to compete, even outsmart, graduates from other universities. Our poor and marginalized students should not be allowed to remain poor and marginalized because they are not prepared for the workplace of the 21st century, or because they cannot compete with graduates from residential universities. The new business model will have issues, challenges, and opportunities, and there will be many of all of those. But I trust that we will have a fruitful discussion, and I'm looking forward to the perspectives and insights of our distinguished speaker, respondents, and from all of you in the audience. Most welcome and thank you.